This is a production of the Para-X Radio Network.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Friday, everyone, and welcome to Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Ladine, and we have a fun show lined up for you tonight. I am so excited. Tonight is going to be a little bit different. I have asked one of my dearest friends to co-host with me tonight. He's one of the best paranormal investigators that I know. He is the host of Ghost Chatter Radio that will probably be back on the radio soon. And he is also the founder of Texas Paranormal Research. Please welcome my good friend, Mr. Jimmy Morris. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Lindsay.
How are
you? Thank
you
for having me on today.
Oh, I'm so excited. I think we're going to have a blast.
I do, too. I was very excited when you told me about doing this show because EVPs is one of my favorite things that I like to do.
I know it is.
That's probably my best thing when in the paranormal. Above anything else that I like to do is EVPs.
I agree. Me too. That's why I thought, you know what? I can't think of anybody better, really, to come on with me because we have the same passion when it comes to EVPs. I mean, you know, it's just, it never gets tiring to hear those awesome EVPs when you do an investigation. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it sure doesn't. That's the one thing I always grab. And, you know, DVR is another thing. DVR is the one that's like the devil to me, the one I like to put off on everybody else.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree. But, you know, I never tire of sitting here listening to them and going over them and over them and over them because it's just, it's all that work that we put into it. And people that don't know about paranormal investigating don't realize how much work is involved. It's not just a matter of going out and going ghost hunting. You know, you gather this evidence, and then you have to go over it and back over it to make sure that, you know, it's accurate. And it's a lot of time, a lot of effort. And so, you know, when I thought of somebody to do this EVP show with me once a month, I thought, you know, Jimmy Morris would be perfect. He has that same passion that I have for the paranormal field, and, you know, you take it serious. So,
yeah, you know. And I'm sure you've run into the same thing that I have is whenever, you know, you're investigating, you know, somebody's house or residence, and, you know, you go in there and you investigate for 6-7 hours, and these guys are wanting you to give them information, you know, 2-4 days later. You know, they're real anxious to know what you found out.
Exactly.
But, you know, you always have to explain to them ahead of time. I say, guys, you know, you're going to have to be aware that when we go in there, we're going to be in there for anywhere from 6 to 8 hours. And we're going to have anywhere from 4 to 8 cameras. We're going to have anywhere from 4 to 8 audio devices going on. And I said, so you take those 16 devices and multiply that by 8. I said, that's how many hours of evidence we've got to go through.
Exactly.
And for every hour, it's going to take 2 to 2.5 hours just to review it because you got to stop and go back and listen and cut things out and try to clear things up. So, you know,
exactly. Exactly.
8-hour investigation turns into 150 hours of review time.
Exactly. Easy. And, you know, that's if you're questioning something and you have to go back and go back and go back. And, you know, if you are doing this the right way, that's exactly how it works. So, all right. Well, Jimmy, let's go ahead. I'm going to give everyone their Oracle card for this week. And then we're going to move on to Nyla with her Crystal of the Week. And then we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to introduce our guest tonight and listen to some awesome EVPs. All right, everyone, you're listening to Metaphysically Speaking here on ParaX. We'll be back right after this. Oops, no, we're not going to break yet. Oh, Ladim had a blonde moment. Okay, here's your Oracle card for this week. This week's Oracle card is Opportunity to Forgive. This situation brings you the opportunity to heal, grow, and release negative patterns. Hold the intention of seeing the other person's inner divine light and goodness. We will help you release unforgiving thoughts, feelings, and energies, and lift you to a higher place of peace and compassion. The angels sent you this card because they see that you've grown weary of a reoccurring negative pattern in your life. To break this cycle, it's important for you to release old toxic thoughts about the current situation and relationship. You can do this by breathing deeply, and on each exhalation, giving your fears, worries, and anger, and other painful emotions to the angels. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you are condoning the other person's behavior. It just means that you are unwilling to carry toxic feelings and thoughts about him or her. Release, be free, and experience positive patterns through forgiveness. Okay, and next up is our very own Nyla with her Crystal of the Week.
This is Nyla, and this week I present Mookite. Mookite is an Australian jasper, and it contains shades of pink, red, brown, and yellow. And this stone is named after the place it was discovered, Mooka Station, which is a huge sheep farm in Western Australia. Mookite is spelled a couple of different ways. It's Mookaite. Or Mookite. And it's also called Mook Jasper or Mook Mook. And Mooka in the Aboriginal language means running waters and references the numerous springs that empty into Mooka Creek. The hardness of this stone varies and is determined by the amount of silica it contains, so it can be very fragile and easily broken, so do handle it with care. Mookite is a stone of healing and strength in the physical, mental, and spiritual sense. It helps heal wounds and it strengthens our immune systems and cleanses the blood of toxins. On a psychic level, Mookite helps us bar negativity and negative influences from affecting us and helps us see the best solution or path from several possibilities open to us. Mookite is a wonderful stone to have around when you're moving or settling into a new home, doing renovation work, starting a new job or a new school. It brings a quieting balance to the situation that lets the work go easier and helps us feel more settled more easily. I think this would be a great stone to carry on vacation because I think the coming and going of vacation to get it to and from vacation is very stressful. Don't you just love those airports and baggage and hustle and bustle? Well, just carry Mookite and chill. When I found Mookite on the internet, I was searching for a stone that would enable communication with animals, and Mookite is one of them. It helps us connect to the minds and spirits of animals, both living and with those that have passed on. And it does the same for connecting with our human counterparts here and those in spirit who have gone to the next level of existence. One of Mookite's most appealing and awesome qualities is its ability to allow us to reach a deep inner state of calm in any situation so that meditation can be anywhere and anytime it's needed, no matter what activity we are in or in what situation we're in, and no matter what's going on around us. We can escape to that safe meditative place, that calming center, our psychic resting place, so that we feel peaceful and safe and can deal with any situation by letting its negative or hectic effects wash over us. Or we can use that very situation itself as the meditation itself. While this stone does bring an inner peace, it also stimulates us to seek out adventure, to see what's around the next bend, to push ourselves toward the excitement of discovery, of what we can accomplish and learn. So get some mookite, get healed, get calm, and communicate. Until next time, blessings to you all.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Nyla, for doing the Crystal of the Week. That is an awesome stone. I do carry it myself, especially when I'm doing readings and trying to communicate with pets that have crossed over. It's a fabulous stone for that, so I highly recommend it. All right, everyone, I'm going to go ahead and take a real quick break. You are listening to Metaphysically Speaking here on the Para-X Radio Network.
On October 11, 2012, Barry Fitzgerald will be leaving Ireland and heading to Africa to climb Africa's highest point and the highest freestanding mountain in the world, Mount Kilimanjaro. in aid of Oxfam Ireland. Oxfam is a global movement of people, people passionate about justice, working together to overcome the injustice of poverty worldwide. They believe that in a world rich of resources, poverty is neither natural nor inevitable. All human beings have rights to a home, enough to eat, clean water, a way to make a living, education, health care, freedom from violence, a voice, and an identity. The mental and physical challenges Barry and his teammates will be facing will be amazingly difficult, but not nearly as difficult as the everyday lives of those they will be challenging themselves for. A simple donation to sponsor Barry's climb will go a long way in changing people's lives. Help him make a difference by visiting the ParaX website at www.para-x.com and contributing to the cause. Those who donate $5 or more will receive a wristband commemorating this monumental event. Please donate today and help Barry challenge poverty.
Hey gang, this is Reverend Tim Shaw, and you are listening to Metaphysically Speaking with Ladine here on the ParaX Radio Network.
All right, and we're back. For those just joining us, you're listening to Metaphysically Speaking here on ParaX. My co-host tonight is Mr. Jimmy Morris. Jimmy, you still with me?
I am still here.
Fabulous.
Welcome back, everybody.
All right. And I'm excited to get started, and I do believe our guest is on the line tonight. Please welcome back to Metaphysically Speaking, my dear friend, Miss Lisa Olive. Hi, Lisa.
Hello. Hi, Lisa. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there for a beautiful day.
It is awesome. It's so pretty. I can't get over how pretty it is for this time of year.
I know.
Wow. Well, Lisa, I'm excited about tonight, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of good stuff.
We got a lot of good stuff. I was telling Jimmy before the show started and after the show started, this is a residential case that you and I and some other girls of ours worked on, and we were just overwhelmed with the evidence that we got in about, what, a 4 or 5 hour investigation?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, just about. It was
longer.
yeah. It was just phenomenal. We were not expecting, I wasn't expecting it to be that active. And so we're going to dive right in to this investigation and share it with everyone. And after going over these EVPs again last night, Lisa, I discovered that this is going to definitely have to be at least a two-part show because
oh, yeah.
We got so much evidence. We got so many EVPs. We got about 47 clear EVPs, and, you know, we cannot play them all on one show, so, you know, everyone's going to have to come back again next month and listen to part two. But I did, you know, I kind of picked through and picked what I thought were the best for tonight because, you know, I want everybody to get excited to come back next month and listen to what, you know, we have in store for them. And we are definitely going to be going back to this house and investigating again and doing a follow-up. But welcome, Lisa. Jimmy, I am so excited to have you here. You don't even know. Lisa, Jimmy is a really good friend of mine, and he's the founder of Texas Paranormal Research. He's awesome. I've known Jimmy for quite a few years, and I've asked him to co-host with me on EVP nights because I know, you know, he has a lot of information in his brain, and I want to pick his brain, and I want him to work with us and you know, maybe give us some ideas on things that we can use, you know, in the field ourselves. So
okay.
I'm just really excited to have all three of us here tonight because this is a passion for all three of us EVPs. Again, this investigation, Lisa, why don't you go ahead and tell us about the investigation, how you heard of it, and maybe just give a little rundown on the, you know, how we got set up and we started our doing our EVP sessions and stuff.
Not a problem. I have a meetup group called the Fort Worth Ghost Group, and I was contacted by one of our members about the house that they live in, and it was built back in 1929, I believe, and it used to be, it was built for a doctor, and it was his office as well as his home. He had the office downstairs and the home upstairs. Eventually, it was turned into a funeral home as well, but I think that kind of went with the time, where it was a doctor's office and funeral home combination. So he called and said he's got crazy activity going on over at his house, and asked if we could come over and do an investigation, which we did. Most of the activity, he said, was going on upstairs, and so we set up cameras upstairs and set up the video, the audio, and same thing downstairs because there was some activity downstairs as well. And what we got was just phenomenal. And yes, I definitely want to go back.
Me too. Me too. It was an awesome place, an awesome client.
Yes.
He's so willing to let us come in and explore his home anytime we want to. And so, you know, Darren, if you're listening to this show, thank you so much for this opportunity. And I hope we don't scare him with all these EVPs.
But, I hope not, because he hasn't heard them yet.
Okay. Well, I did get his permission to play them. So, you know, this may be, he may be listening tonight. And if he is, you know, he's going to get an idea of what we captured in his home in one investigation. Now, I'm going to go ahead, guys, and play the first EVP, and I am going to start off with one of the best ones because I want to keep everybody's attention. So if you have headsets on, turn them up, turn your volume up, because you're going to want to hear this. This is the very first EVP, and I titled it Creepy Voice. Here we go.
You won't be punished.
Okay, if that doesn't give you goosebumps, I don't know what will. Now, I'm really not quite sure, Lisa, what this is saying. Do you know what it's saying, what he's saying, or she?
No, I don't. I hear hey at the beginning of it, but I don't know what they're saying at the other end of it.
Now, Jimmy, in your mm-hmm. opinion, with this EVP, the way that this spirit is dragging it out, what is your theory on that, on how some EVPs can be just talking just like you and I are, and some drag out their sentences or their words?
I think it has a little bit to do with the recorders. Now, did you only catch this on one recorder?
Yes.
On one specific recorder?
Yes, because there was just one of us in the room. Well, there's two of us in the room at the time. One of us had a recorder going, the other one didn't.
Okay, what I've noticed on, because I do a lot of recordings to where usually in a particular room, we usually have at least two, maybe even more recorders going. And I've had plenty of opportunity to catch multiple, to catch the same EVP on multiple recorders. And it'll come out different depending on the recorders.
Really?
And it has to, and I think it has to do with the frequency rate that recorders actually record in, because they vary depending on the quality of the recorder. And because of that, I've gotten completely different. Like on one, you can make out what they're saying pretty clearly, and on another one, it'll be longer and drawn out, you know, almost like a real, real harsh voice in the background.
Well, that's one theory. But I know that with this was one that I got, and I know I was using an analog, a little mini analog recorder, because I usually always get my best EVPs on that little recorder. So now I've gotten quite a few in that night using that same recorder that didn't have that dragged out voice. So I'm kind of curious. I'm just wondering if it has something to do with the spirit's energy. What do you think, Lisa?
It could have.
You know?
Me.
It's
depends on their energy and where they are near you and the recorder and different
right.
things.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those unanswered questions that we may never know for sure. Yeah. But
you know, Ladine, also, you know, you mentioned that you got that on an analog recorder. Now, one thing with an analog recorder is they tend to get more, what do you want to call it, like a personality inflection than a digital recorder.
Really?
So.
Okay.
I've noticed that on a lot of your analog stuff is you'll get more of, like, I don't want to say personality, but, you know, the little voice inflections that, you know, I've had people that listen to recordings from a digital and an analog, and whereas the digital might be recognizable, you know, maybe by the tones, the processors tend to kind of give them a mechanical inflection on the voices, whereas the analog don't. And you can actually pick up those little inflections, and that could be what that is too. You know, it's you know, it could be, you know, kind of an angry or more gruff, you know, spirit, and that recorder is picking that up, and that's why it's kind of that deep, kind of drawn out, dragged out voice.
Right. Wow, that's another good theory. I never thought about that.
Yeah, but well, I didn't think about it being analog whenever you first mentioned it.
Right, right. Well, you know, like I said, I've got digital, and I excuse the jets that are flying over. I live near an Air Force base, and they are flying over, and I usually will mute, but I want to keep going. I use both. I have both. I have just found that I personally get really good, clear EVPs with my little cheap Walmart analog recorder. So anyway, let me play this one more time for those who didn't get to hear it the first time, and we'll move on to the next one.
You won't be punished.
Wow. Now, I don't know if anyone could hear that or not, but there was also like a breath or a huff a couple of times just before that voice. So I don't know if that's the same spirit or if there was more than one spirit in that room. This was taken, Lisa, in the master bedroom. I got this in the master bedroom. So now the next one is titled, and this is one Lisa got, and it's titled, They're Here. So listen real carefully. It's a little bit faint, but you can clearly hear it. So here we go with this one.
I can hear it.
Could everybody hear that? They're here. I can't tell whether it's male or female on this one. Sounds more female to me. What do you think, Lisa? This is one of the ones you got.
Yeah, I think it was more female.
Yeah.
Me. Now, I also use the analog, so.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I didn't know that for sure. I knew you had one. I didn't know if that's what you had used that night. Or
oh,
not?
Yeah.
I just like them. I like my little analog, but
I don't use the digitals. I use analog.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, I think maybe, you know, just for experimental purposes, maybe next time I'll bring my digital and we'll set up digital and just see.
Oh, we could.
Yeah, just see. Just
I've
see
got
which
a few
one.
Too, so.
Okay, all right. We'll do that. Let me play this one more time for those who didn't get to hear it.
I can hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. I can hear that very clear, but I have my sound.
Donna was saying, I think they can hear, or you was saying, I think they can hear us.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was our response was, they're here. Like,
right, yeah. That was really cool that night, because not only were Donna and I, and I can't speak for you, I don't know for sure, Lisa, but I know Donna and I were picking up on a lot of the different spirits and what they were saying. We could almost hear what they were saying before we would hear it in the recorder. And then there was a lot of times that we were capturing, we would hear the voices, we would hear what they were saying, or we would hear noises, and then we would pick it up on the recorder as well. So we'd get those disembodied voices. It was fabulous. It
oh,
was
yeah.
just awesome. Now this next one is going to really, really took me back. And I was telling Jimmy about this one today. For those who don't know whether or not you can actually get animal spirits to communicate, you absolutely can. We all felt that there was a dog in this house, a spirit of a dog, and we got validation with that with an EVP. So let me go ahead and play that one. Okay, you could actually hear the dog barking, and no, there was no dogs in the house. No, there were no dogs outside. Lisa and I both got a dog barking on our recorders, and I'm pretty sure it was the same time, but this was upstairs in the house. We were all sitting around in the same room, so it wasn't, you know, no one else would have made a noise in a different room or anything like that, because we were all in the same room at this time, and the tone of the bark was a little bit different, but like Jimmy says, that could just be because of the recorder.
It could be.
You know, that could be that we have different models and stuff for the recorder, but it could be the same spirit the same spirit dog. But that's really good validation for those who wonder, you know, if animals try to communicate from the other side. And I truly believe they do. Don't you, Jimmy?
Absolutely. And, you know, that being what it is, you know, being a dog barking, it's typical for what, you know, you got to remember that dogs, cats, just like people, you know, they are who they are in death as they were in life. So, you know, this could be no more than, you know, a dog spirit that's in there and it's reacting to the presence of strangers that's not used to being in the house. So, you know, that's why it's not uncommon for you to get those, especially with dogs, you know, getting those barking sounds because, you know, they're protecting their house, the same thing they would do if they were alive.
Absolutely. Now, Lisa, didn't Darren say that he saw the dog, the spirit dog, or that he knew that there was a dog?
Yeah, he'd see the lady and the dog.
Right. And it's upstairs by a fireplace. Now, this house, I don't know, did we say how old the house was? It was built in the early 1920s?
1929, I believe.
Okay, 1929. But it's an older home, and of course, the owner has, you know, done a lot of remodeling and stuff, but,
energy. They had turned it into a duplex at one point where somebody would live upstairs and somebody would live downstairs with two separate entrances, and he just tore out the wall that separated them and made it into a house again.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play that one again real quick so everybody can hear that dog bark. It was so cool. And that night, I will add that we were all sitting like in a circle. That's just how the living room is set up. And we could actually feel, several of us could actually feel a small dog. We weren't sure if it was a dog or a small child at the time, but then we got this EVP, so I'm pretty sure it was probably the spirit of the dog. You could actually feel it rubbing up against your leg and going in between our legs. And so that was really, really exciting to get that validation, because we would feel the rub and then we'd feel a really cold spot in the house. And then, of course, when we listened to the evidence, we got the dog bark at the same time. So that was some real good evidence and real good validation of the energy that we were feeling in the house. So that's what I love about EVPs. Okay, now the next one is entitled, this one kind of tore at my heart a little bit, and this one is titled, No, They Hurt Me, and this is a child, so hold on, here we go.
Hey, this one's already in the open, cold wet.
Now, we were just kind of having, I'm not quite sure what the conversation was just before that, but that was Lisa's voice before the EVP, and it's clearly, if you have a headset on, it's clearly, No, They Hurt Me, and it sounds like a boy child to me, and that's what we were picking up psychically in the house.
He kind of yells the no, you know, very loud.
Right, exactly, and we did get him on a couple of different EVPs, so but this one kind of upset. It's because we were psychically picking up that these children had been abused in some way, and so we were asking them throughout the investigation, you know, not to be afraid, and did someone hurt you, and we got this EVP. Let me play it again.
Hey, this one's already in the open, cold wet.
So that one kind of bothered me a little bit. It's sad. It's sad when kids, you know, when you get EVPs from children. It's just one thing that I guess just kind of tears at my heart a little bit. What about you, Jimmy? What do you think?
Yeah, they do. And as a matter of fact, maybe on another show that we do down the line, I've got a couple that I got from Villisca. The ex-murder house, and I've got some from some kids in there, and they were pretty sad.
Oh, absolutely. I just got goosebumps. Absolutely, we will do that one. It is. It's sad that these poor spirit children either haven't crossed over or we don't know if they have crossed and come back or if they just haven't crossed. You know, we don't know. It's one of those things that we as investigators tried to determine so that we might be able to help them move on. So anyway, this next one now is entitled George. Now, we were specifically trying to get names to see if we could back it up with some historical information, and we did get a name. So listen to this one and tell us in the chat room what you think it says. Can everybody hear that? Let me play it again. It was definitely a male voice. I'm kind of waiting to see if anybody in the chat room says anything, but it was so clear to me. And this was another one of Lisa's EVPs. Let me play it one more time, and then I'll tell everyone what it says. And I can clearly hear the name George. Yeah, I can hear clearly hear the name George. And that's always exciting because that's, as an investigator, that's one of the first things we ask when we're doing an EVP session is, can you tell us your name? And we got real lucky that night, didn't we, Lisa?
Oh, yeah.
We really did.
We got several names.
We did. We got several names. And I think I've got most of them on here for tonight. And, you know, I normally take a break in between, but because we got all these EVPs, I'm not going to take a middle break. Is that okay for everybody?
Just keep them rolling.
All right, let's keep them rolling because this is so cool. Now, this next one is also a name that Lisa got, and it's a female. Let's see if we can figure out what she's saying. 6-7. And again, it's very, very clear to me. Jimmy, can you make out what she's saying?
You know, that one... It's almost like two words, but they kind of blended together.
Right. This one is Harriet, and it's kind of hard to tell unless you have a headset on. It's really faint, but if you listen to it two or three times, you can definitely make out that she's saying that her name is Harriet. Let me play it again. 6-7. At least that's what it sounds like to me, and that was Lisa's, and that's what she entitled it. And when I heard it, that's exactly what I heard. But, you know, it could be something different. It's hard with EVP sometimes, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
One person can hear something, and another person listen and go, oh, that's not what I hear. I hear this. So it's really hard to know for sure what it is. But, you know, either way, we have so far, just with these EVPs, and this is just a couple of the EVPs of the 47 that we got, not including the video, because Lisa got some great, great video, some great light anomalies. And again, with the light anomalies that Lisa got, we got backup with very, very cold spots, energy shifts in the room, changes on the K2 meters at the same time. So we had a lot of backup to go with those light anomalies. And I'm not a big orb person. You know, I tried to debunk those orbs and say, okay, that's probably dust, but I won't totally disregard, because if you can get backup stuff to go with it, such as the cold spots or an EVP or something to go along with that, you know, there could be something there. So, you know, it's good to keep an open mind and use good judgment on stuff like that. But these light anomalies that Lisa got were phenomenal, because we could back them up with cold spots and hits on the K2 meter and stuff at the same time, and EVPs. So
exactly.
It was awesome.
It's like that one big orb, bright orb that shot into the arm of the couch with the K2 sitting there, and all of a sudden the K2 started going off.
Exactly.
And after it shot in, you know.
Exactly.
That was rather bizarre.
It was really bizarre, and there was no one else around. We were sitting probably 10 feet or more away from that K2 meter when when that was happening. So it wasn't like anything else was causing that to go off, because we did a sweep of the house. There were no EMF fluctuations in that particular area. So that was, you know, that was pretty good validation there as well. Plus, like I said, we had a lot of things to back that up. So let's move on to the next one. Now, this one is entitled Help. And so you're going to have to listen carefully to this one. And here we go. Turn up your sound, everyone. Now, I'm almost hearing two syllables in that.
Yeah, it almost sounds like help me.
Exactly.
Not just help.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing too. I'm hearing help me. So, which again, you know, like I said, you know, and Lisa knows this, when we listen to each other's EVPs, she may think it says one thing, I may think it says another, and vice versa with our EVPs. And so it always helps to have someone else listen. And I know that, you know, for those who watch the Ghost Hunter shows and stuff on TV, Stephen Tango will do that. You know, one will listen and they'll go, I need somebody else to give me a second opinion, you know, on what this says. And I think that's really important if you are on a team to do that. You know, get that second opinion, because someone else may hear a little more than you heard when you listened. And I agree with Jimmy. I'm hearing help me. So let me play this one again. I agree, Jimmy. I'm hearing that me. It's real
there's
faint.
Definitely a second syllable there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hearing that. So that's awesome. And it's awesome, but it's also kind of sad, because when you get those help me EVPs, it's like, how do you want us to help you? Because most times we're not hearing that with our ears. You know, we're hearing it after the fact. So, you know, in my opinion, I think if you get EVPs like that say help me, it's important to go back and try to figure out why they need our help, you know, what they need our help for.
So. I got that
exactly
about 3 or 4 times too on the EVP.
You did, absolutely, and you get that a lot. I know we have gotten that a lot on investigations, and I think that's one of the reasons it keeps me going so strongly, is that I want to help. So it's just a matter of figuring out how they want us to help.
True.
So, all right. Now, this next one, you're going to hear, I'm not sure which one of us is laughing, but it was probably getting close to 2 or 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. But if anyone else, I get real giggly and tired and stuff towards the end, and that's usually when we get our best EVPs. So let's play this one and then listen to the response. You can hear, I think it was me laughing or one of us laughing, and then you hear a female voice very faintly right after that say, laughing. So let's hear that again. Could y'all hear that? It's real faint.
Can you run that one more time, Lydia?
Absolutely. And I think that there was something right after that as well, but it just didn't come out. I think it was laughing, and then there was another word there, but it didn't come out in that EVP. So, and again, it was kind of faint, but it made sense to me when it was titled laughing, because, you know, one of us was laughing, and I think it was me. And then we got a female voice that said laughing. So, anyway, the next one now is titled Red Oak, and you can hear this very clearly. So here we go. And I'm not quite sure what that meant, what red oak meant, whether that was an intelligent response or if that was a residual response.
I think we were talking about some of the wood and stuff in the house.
Oh, you know what? I think you're right. I think we were talking about some of the furniture, because this entire house, and I mean every single room in this house, was antiques. A lot of it was handed down from his family, right? It was just really old, 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 beautiful furniture. Let me play this.
Now,
you heard me say something about the wall.
Yes, okay. That's what I was going to say. You were talking about something on the wall or at the wall. When that came back.
Actually, I was talking about a tree reflecting on the wall.
Oh.
And then you hear this red oak. But there was no tree outside of that window that I thought was reflecting on the wall.
That's true. I remember that now. And there wasn't a tree, but there might have been a tree at one time.
Exactly.
That's interesting. Wow. But again, you just never know with these EVPs what, you know... And I think he has a combination of both in this house, my personal opinion. I think he's got residual and intelligent activity going on in that house. All right, I want to move on to the next one so that we don't run out of time before I get to play these, because I love them. The next one is entitled, That Would Be Fine. Let's listen to this one.
Oh, that would be
fine. That would be fine.
That was so clear.
Uh-huh.
That sounded like there was someone just standing right there talking into the microphone. That was, to me, that was a Class A EVP. Let me play that one again.
Come closer. That would
be fine. I think that was Donna saying, come closer.
Yeah. Donna said, come closer, and then you got this deep voice that said, that would be fine. They definitely were not afraid of us. Not afraid of us. At this particular time, we were sitting upstairs in this living room area upstairs of the house, and there was a staircase and a doorway that we were all kind of keeping an eye on, because you could actually hear the creaking of the wooden staircase. You kept hearing footsteps or the creaking of the wood, and you could see a black object or a black head kind of peeking in, peeking out, peeking in, peeking out. And at one time, one of us said, can you come closer? And not everybody saw it, but this full body black mass figure just came in the doorway and whoosh, was gone that quick. I mean, just so quick. I know I saw it. I don't know if anyone else saw it. If it was just me, Lisa, do you remember?
No, I had my back to it, because I was in the chair with my back towards
okay.
it. However, I think I did catch them a little later going through that other living area on
okay.
the camera, because I caught a black mist that shot by that camera so fast.
Right.
But it's on camera, so.
It was so fast. I have seen, you know, shadow people before on different cases, but this one moved so quickly that literally if you blinked, you would have missed it. And I was so disappointed that I didn't have a camera. Of course, I probably couldn't have got it, because it was just that fast, but it was almost like it was teasing us. It was popping its head in, popping its head out, and we could see this so clearly, and then boom, you just in and out, it was gone. So it was really, really an exciting investigation. Now, someone in the chat room says, that looks fine. Cece says she thinks that said, that looks fine. Let's play that one more time.
Come closer. That would be fine.
I still think it says that would be fine. Yeah, just from what I'm hearing on my end. But either way, it's pretty clear EVP. Now this next one is entitled Run. So listen to this one.
I heard you creak the...
Now, this one, it said run, and then you heard Lisa's voice after that.
That's where I heard him creaking on the floor.
You did. We heard, and this whole house is hardwood floors, the original hardwood floors. And you could hear a lot of creaking in the house. And again, we knew it wasn't any one of us, because we, at this time, we were all in the same room, and we were all sitting down. So we knew that it wasn't one of us creaking on that floor. And Lisa made a comment, and then you hear, I'm not sure if it's, I think it could have been one of the children that said, run. Let me play that one more time.
I heard you creak the...
So, and it was just before Lisa's voice, and again, it was very, very faint, but they did say, run. So, I don't know if they were playing a game or if we, you know, we scared them. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And you might want to listen to that again later, because I'm almost getting two syllables from that one, too.
Okay.
It almost sounded like there was a second syllable, but it's kind of underneath where you start hearing the voice of the person.
All right. Awesome. Let me play that one more time, because I didn't hear that the first time.
I heard you creak the...
You're right. You're right, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's underneath.
That.
It's underneath that first word.
Yep, absolutely. That's cool. Thank you for picking that up. See, that's why, you know, more than one ear is important when you're listening to EVPs. All right, now this next one is called Patching Brick.
Patching brick.
Now, this time, if I remember right, Lisa, weren't we all downstairs and we were talking about the front porch addition?
Yes.
How they bricked that front porch in and made that little peephole-like thing on the side. And we were talking how cool we thought that was. And the owner of the house said, oh, that wasn't original, that we added that part of the house later. And then we got the EVP with that saying, patching brick. So,
yeah. Is the rest of that house wood?
No. Isn't the rest of the house brick, Lisa? Or is it wood?
Oh, the exterior is, yes.
The exterior is brick?
Brick and stone.
Okay, brick and stone, yeah. It's an older...
Yeah, the reason why I was asking, okay, because that earlier EVP with red oak, now, I know red oak was used, you know, a lot, like in the early 1900s for house building. That's why I was kind of wondering if this was a time back into that.
Oh, well, it could have been.
Yeah.
It could have been.
Could have been like your studs in the house. Being she was talking about the walls.
Go ahead, Lisa. What?
I said it sounded like the same guy.
It does sound like the same guy.
Yeah,
it does. And Jimmy's right. There was the beams in the house. Very
exactly.
Well, could be the red oak. Absolutely, absolutely could. Because it is all original. And you know what? Even the hardwood floors. Because we were talking about how beautiful those hardwood floors were. They could even be, you know, done with some oak, red oak, because they were dark and beautiful. Now that we got these EVPs, when we go back and investigate again, we can, you know, take these notes with us and say, okay, this is some of the EVPs we got, and see if we can't get some, you know, additions to back up some of these and find out exactly what they were talking about. Now this next one is entitled, you can just clearly hear no, and it was a clear, direct answer to a question.
Do you have a connection to this picture here? Can you tell us about it?
Now on this one, I never heard it the first time because this was one of my EVPs. I just titled it no, and when I went back again for the second or third time, they were also saying something else after that. It was a full sentence, and I can't make out exactly what they were saying. Now this was a picture that was in like a hallway. Lisa, do you remember that picture? It was that little boy picture that was in the hallway, and when Donna, who's also at Medium, passed by that picture, she got a really bad feeling from that picture, almost made her feel sick. And so we did a little EVP work around that picture, and she was asking him, do you have some kind of a connection to this picture? And we got a clear no, but right after the no, you're going to hear something else. So let me play that one again.
Do you have a connection to this picture here? Can you tell us about it?
And I don't know if anyone else can make out what was said, but I know it wasn't us because one of our rules is we do not whisper when we do EVP work because that's what happens. If you whisper, you can, you know, not know if it's an EVP or if it's somebody talking in the room. So when we do EVP work, we talk in a normal tone of voice. So that's definitely, it sounded like a full sentence to me, no, and then they were going on to explain, you know, what it was.
Yeah. It almost sounded like, you know, the first three words sounded like, no, I won't. But after that, it kind of breaks up.
Absolutely. Let me play that one again. Maybe we can figure this out.
Do you have a connection to this picture here? Can you tell us about it?
Okay,
maybe no, I won't tell anybody.
That's kind of what it sounds like. That's kind of what it sounds like. Now in the chat room, Karen is saying no, I don't know anybody. And Alicia is saying, it happened to know somebody. No, but I happen to know somebody. And Nancy's wanting us to play it again. So let me play this one more time, since we do have the time, and see if we can't, you know, make heads or tails at this one.
Do you have a connection to this picture here? Can you tell us about it?
You know, I'm kind of thinking it says no, and I don't know nobody. But it's hard to say.
It is.
It's real hard to say. But I love the interaction in the chat room. And Cece says that she feels that there were two voices there. So, and that's...
And it could be because it's real squibbly in there. So it very well could be another voice, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that one's going to be hard to make out without some major filtering on that and playing with it. You might be able to pull that out of there
absolutely.
A little clearer.
And hopefully we can.
Right.
Go ahead, Lisa.
And, you know, there's one thing, too, about it as well, is that we don't know if a lot of this came with the antiques themselves or were already in the house or what the deal is. So that could have been coming off of one of the other antiques.
Absolutely. I believe, absolutely. And that is what's hard when you have a home that is so full of so many antiques. And I'm not kidding. Other than maybe this man's washer and dryer and refrigerator and stove, everything else in that house from the dining room table to his bed was old, 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 beautiful old furniture. So it's even the pictures and the decorations from the knickknacks, everything is very, very old. And so it's really hard to say. I mean, a lot of this stuff could have energy attached to it. Lisa, you're right about that. Absolutely. All right, now the last one, I feel I saved one of the best for last. Now, like I said, we've got more EVPs that we're going to continue next month on part two of our residential case that we did. But I picked one of the best, I thought, to play for the last EVP for tonight. So here we go.
What did you do to these little boys?
You know, that was Donna asking, what did you do to these little boys? And you clearly hear, what? And that was very, very clear. Let me play that one again.
What did you do to these little boys? What?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was very, very clear.
Very clear. And again, why they said it that way? I have no idea. That was on my recorder. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, that is typical. I can't tell you how many EVPs that we've gotten that where they like sing it out. We got one at the Jefferson House and it was just. It like sung a whole sentence.
Really?
And they do that all the time, and I don't know why. I don't know if they're just doing it to do it, but that is typical. I don't know how many I've gotten where they sing out their answers.
Isn't that funny? I'm just wondering if that's how they build up their energy, and it just comes out that way. It's one of those things that we're probably never going to know, and again, it's also one of those things that keeps us going back for more. Because when you get EVPs like that one, that's the one of those kinds that makes you stand up out of your chair and go, what? What was that? I got to play that one again. That is just, it's phenomenal. So, wow. All right, guys, that was the last one for tonight. I cannot thank everybody enough for being here with us tonight. Please come back again next week and come back next month for part two of our residential case. Lisa, thank you so much for being our guest tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Very nice to meet you, Lisa.
Thank you, Ladine.
Oh, absolutely.
Nice to meet you.
It's been awesome. All right, guys. Thanks for being here. Jimmy, thanks for co-hosting with me. I will have you back next month if you'll be here. And it's been a lot of fun. You've been listening to Metaphysically Speaking here on the Para-X Radio Network. See you all next week. Be my silver spring, blue.
This has been a production of the Para-X Radio Network.